Damn Everything But the Circus. Written and read by Dinah Binkmaur. Han Chun wakes up to someone washing his hair, he's pretty sure. Whoever they are, they're being very gentle about it, and it almost feels nice, despite the pounding in his head. Han Chun opens his eyes carefully. There's a faint ringing in his ears that he really wishes would go away. Oh, you're awake. Please don't move. Your hair was all bloody, a voice says quite gently, and Han Chun tries to look that way without moving his head, because trying to yank his head away from those hands might not be a good idea with the way it feels at the moment. There's a clown smiling down at Han Chun. Don't worry. The wound was just a small one. It just bled a lot, he adds quickly. Han Chun tenses and tries to get up, but instantly there's a hand on his shoulder pressing him down. Don't move, the clown tells him, in a tone that's not exactly threatening, but has definitely lost the gentleness of before. Then he smiles again, in a way that's vaguely disturbing on that painted face. I'll be done in a moment, he says back to the gentle, friendly tone. Han Chun acquiesces. He might not be in much of a condition to fight at the moment, and it might be better to just wait and observe for now. Wait for an opportunity to actually get away. Han Chun is aware of who the clown is, after all. Well, he doesn't know who he is as much as he knows some of the things he's done. What happened? Han Chun asks after a small moment. Han Chun had been getting out of his car, hadn't he? And there'd been... Fuck. There had been an explosion and then he'd fallen and... probably hit his head, judging by the way it feels. Someone doesn't seem to like you very much, the clown says coldly. Then his hands move away from Han Chun's head, and a moment later there's a towel drying his hair. Someone tried to kill me, Han Chun says, closing his eyes as the clown rubs his hair with the towel. Maybe, the clown agrees and then sets the towel aside. Han Chun opens his eyes again and is surprised when the clown offers him a hand to help him up. He takes it, no reason to try to be stubbornly independent when he doesn't even know how hurt he is. Although, he shouldn't make the clown annoyed, probably. The explosion only happened when you got out of the car, so it might just have been meant as a warning, the clown says once Han Chun is sitting up. There's a very cold look on his face as he says it. Oh, then it's just the makeup making all of his face look strange. And how did you happen to find me? Han Chun asks with quite reasonable suspicion. Bombs aren't really my thing, the clown says instead of answering the question directly. And yes, that's definitely true. Han Chun has never heard of the clown using explosives. I've been keeping an eye on you, Han Chun, the clown then adds easily, with a small grin. Oh God, not another one, Han Chun thinks. He's had enough stalkers to last him a lifetime. The clown reaches out to take a glass of water and a packet of what seems to be painkillers from the small table nearby. He hands the packet to Han Chun first. Han Chun stares at it for a moment. It's a familiar enough brand. Of course, the clown could have replaced the tablets with something else, but... he could already have done whatever he wanted while Han Chun was unconscious. Han Chun hesitates for a moment longer, his head pounding. Then, making up his mind, he decisively pops out one tablet and reaches for the glass. The clown hands it over wordlessly. Are we keeping him? A child's voice asks as Han Chun lowers the glass from his lips. Han Chen's eyes widen in surprise as he turns to look at the, yes, child standing in the doorway. He had no idea the clown would have a child with him. The clown takes the glass from Han Chen's hands and turns to look at the child. The clown smiles gently at the child and Han Chen suppresses a sigh of relief. He's not quite sure what he'd expected there for a moment. No, I don't think he wants to be kept. He'll make sure he's okay and put him back where he belongs, the clown says softly, looking at the small child. The child nods seriously, and then just turns around to leave. Han Chen stares after her for a moment. The clown pats Han Chen's leg gently. Someone kept hitting her. I beat that person to death. Now she lives with me, the clown says, like that's an entirely reasonable sequence of events. Han Chen turns to look at him with hard eyes. You realize that you just confessed a murder to a police officer? He asks. The clown laughs, and Han Chen can't help but think that it's a nice laugh, actually. But you're not up to arresting me today, Officer Han, he says lightly. Then the smile on his face turns into something more sinister. I'll find whoever did this to you and kill them too, he says in a low voice. Don't, Han Chen says, his jaw clenching. The clown pats his leg again. Oh, you don't have any say in it. I don't like seeing people I care about hurt, the clown says seriously. Han Chen is pretty sure it'd be futile to try to argue that the clown doesn't even know him. I'll have to find you and arrest you, you know, he tries to say anyway. The clown just smiles at him and says, Of course, that's who you are. But as I said, you're not doing it today. Unless you want to try to fight me right now, I'm not completely sure you should even stand up yet. Han Chen could. He probably could. He's been fighting in worse shape than this. But there's a child in the other room and Han Chen's head is still pounding and his ears are ringing and he's just tired. He'll wait for the painkiller to start working at least. Han Chen sighs. Not today, he agrees. That gets him a small smile that's breathtaking even through all that makeup. Good. Now, you can join us for dinner, and after that, if you're feeling good enough, I'll see about getting you home, the clown says. Han Chen feels like maybe he's still lying in the street, unconscious, because everything suddenly seems quite surreal. Fine, Han Chen agrees. It's just better to go along, probably. As long as he gets home at the end of it, he can sit through one dinner. The clown smiles again and then stands up, offering Han Chen a hand again. Han Chen hesitates for a moment this time before taking the offered hand and letting himself be helped up. It was a good decision, probably, because his vision swims a bit as he stands up and everything feels like it's moving sideways for a moment. The clown's other hand settles on Han Chen's waist, helping to keep him steady. Han Chen would pull away, but he just needs a moment first. Just until the world keeps moving weirdly. The ringing in his ears suddenly seems louder. The clown lets go of Han Chen's hand but keeps holding on to his waist as he reaches up to tilt Han Chen's jaw up and then peers into his eyes from far too close. Han Chen holds his breath for a second, freezing in place. A shiver goes through him and then finally, with what seems like far too much effort, Han Chen turns his head away. I think you're okay, the clown says with some concern in his voice. His hand burns against Han Chen's waist. Do you need to sit back down? The dinner table isn't all that far away. I'm fine, Han Chen says. The ringing in his ears has settled back down to something he can almost ignore, and his surroundings aren't listing alarmingly toward the right anymore. The clown sighs quietly, and he's still too close since Han Chen can feel the warm puff of air against his cheek. Han Chen opens his mouth to tell the clown that he can let go now, but before he can, the clown has pulled his hand away from Han Chen's waist and taken Han Chen's arm instead. Han Chen turns his head to look at the clown, but it's not exactly easy to read his expression under all that makeup. Let me help you then, the clown says softly. Han Chen blinks and then nods ever so slightly. He can probably use the support still, and arguing doesn't seem helpful at the moment. Dinner is almost disturbingly normal. Han Chen sits next to the clown, with the little girl on the other side of the table from them. She keeps looking at the clown and smiling, like she's happy just to see him there. The clown just smiles back at her, his makeup stretching the smile into a wide grin, and reaches out to place more food onto her plate. He does the same to Han Chen too, but not quite as frequently. Maybe, if Han Chen smiled at him like that too, he'd get more food, he thinks. And then shakes himself at the silly thought. Han Chen doesn't want anything from the clown, and he doesn't particularly feel like eating much at the moment either. Not talking doesn't seem to bother either the child or the clown, as they seem to be communicating largely by gestures and expressions. The clown does something that Han Chen misses, not looking directly at him, and the child bursts out in small happy giggles. Han Chen stares at the child for a while, and then picks up some of the perfectly fine food from his plate and sticks it into his mouth. He chews and swallows despite not feeling much like it. The ringing in his ears has almost stopped, and the child's laughter rings loud and clear. "Do you do this a lot?" Han Chen asks. He doesn't quite know what the feeling stuck behind his ribs is, but it feels a little bit like regret. The child seems happy here, with the clown. The clown turns his head in Han Chen's direction and blinks slowly. Han Chen suddenly notices how very long his lashes are. His eyes seem kind. And that's another ridiculous thought. Maybe Han Chen really did hit his head a bit too hard. "Do what?" the clown asks with some confusion. Han Chen nods towards the child, and then somewhat reluctantly gestures at himself. "Save people," he says. "Gather strays," part of him wants to say, but it feels like a cruel thing to say right in front of the child. The clown blinks again, and then smiles a little bit. "Not really," he says. "That's not true," the child says, staring at the clown. He looks back at her with what might be a gentle smile, but the makeup somewhat ruins that effect. "And do you see any other people here?" he asks, lightly teasing. She shakes her head, not looking away from the clown. "So, who else did I save then?" he asks, sounding amused. The child just smiles a bit before saying, "Some people don't need as much saving as me." Then she nods to herself, smiles at the clown happily, and turns her gaze back to her food, apparently satisfied that her argument has been made. The clown laughs quietly and looks at Han Chen, his eyes twinkling with a sort of quiet happiness. Han Chen feels that thing behind his ribs tighten and clench around his heart. He thinks he used to be far better at drawing the line between himself and the criminals, no matter how sympathetic they might seem. Han Chen doesn't think he had to sit around and watch them make children happy before. Usually, it seems to be the opposite. "Leave. Take the child and go somewhere I can't find you," Han Chen doesn't say. Before he quite knows it, the dinner is over and the clown is packing away what few belongings he wants to take with him. "We can't stay here after I return you to where you belong," the clown tells Han Chen easily. The child doesn't seem to mind this at all, and Han Chen can only conclude that she's used to moving from place to place. She's done with her packing faster than the clown, in fact, and sits down next to Han Chen with her small bag in her hands. She looks at Han Chen contemplatively, and Han Chen looks back, not quite sure what he could say. Part of him wants to ask her if she really wants to stay with the clown, but the answer to that is more than obvious already. "He'd keep you safe if you stay," she says very quietly. Han Chen's heart clenches and he looks away from her for a moment. "I know. He keeps you safe, doesn't he?" he asks as gently as he can. She nods seriously and says, He takes care of me. Han Chen nods. That's good. What else is he supposed to say? You probably wouldn't want to leave him, right? Han Chen finally asks. She shakes her head in a quick denial. And you can stay for as long as you want to, the clown says. Han Chen turns to look at him and wonders how long he's been standing there. Han Chen really isn't at his best, not even noticing that much. The clown is looking at them and smiling, and for a moment Han Chen has no idea which of them those words are meant for. The clown holds out his hand to the child, who skips forward to grab his hand. He's a bit slower to offer his other hand to Han Chen. Han Chen really means to refuse the help. But maybe he's not that steady on his feet yet. Quickly, Han Chen grabs the offered hand and lets himself be helped up. The clown's hand feels warm and firm in his own. And if you leave, you're always welcome back, the clown says warmly. Han Chen doesn't say anything at all. Now then, let's get Officer Han back where he belongs, the clown says brightly, tugging at both their hands to get them all going. Han Chen can't wait to get home, he tells himself. Maybe once he has some time to himself, and time to recover from what might be a concussion, the world will seem normal again. The end.